Jaguars will come back on. You have to think maybe if they get one more, you start to just pull guys out, wouldn't you, at this point?
Yeah,
I would think, maybe even now. I did ask the referee. He does not have to leave the field. He does have to sit on the bench.
Well, he is leaving the field.
Looks like.
Okay, well, that's a good move by the Brick administration.
That's assistant coach Kurt Wybolt, their kicking coach, and they are leaving the field. He is leaving the field with Fattoruso.
That's a disappointing
end. I thought he was running after him. Nope.
It's a pretty disappointing end to what's been a really, at least on paper, a good career. Here's Vinny Lee getting the carry off the right side. Lee spinning down inside the 20-yard line, rather, to about the 18-yard line.
You know, Ed, I don't know if you can find out just for the heck of it. I assume that was a Brick decision then.
Yes, I did ask the referee.
Okay,
he said he does not have to leave the field.
Okay.
Does have to be on the bench. So, I commend the administration for removing him, whoever made the decision. But that's a good move, the staff.
Second down here in 7 from the Brick 18-yard line.
It's tarnished a pretty good effort by the Jackson team here, you know, what they have done on the field.
Jackson leading 38-0. DeMeo will give to Lee off the left side. Lee trying to run around the left side, and he is taken down by Layton, who will make the stop from his defensive end spot.
That was close to being a face mask there. The referee gave it a good look. In fact, he took his flag out, but he tucked his head underneath there to give it a good look. He had his helmet wrapped, but not the face mask.
Loss of 2 to the 20-yard line. Make it 3rd and 9 with 10:20 to go now in the fourth quarter. The clock is moving. Jackson will try and take every second that they can off the clock in between plays. From the eye set, and DeMeo up under center. Golic, who has checked back into the game, will get it off on the right side. Gets back to the middle of the field. Short gain. Got the 2 back that was just lost. It'll be 4th and 7 from the 18-yard line.
You know, think about these last 2 years. Last year, Jackson won the A-South title. Brick won Central Jersey Group 4. This year, Brick wins the A-South title. Jackson's going to be a win away from Central Jersey Group 4.
Jared Calhoun will come on for another field goal. Hit a 40-yarder. Yeah, they've essentially kind of reversed roles this year.
Yeah.
This will be spotted at the 27 for a 37-yard attempt. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Calhoun, this one a little on the short side and no good. So Brick able to hold off the missed kick from Jared Calhoun. They'll bring the offense back on.
And the clock continues to run.
Down inside of 9 minutes right now on a change of possession. See if Brick maybe. No, I was going to say maybe Brick starts to bring some other guys in. But they will not. Carmen Sclafani will bring the offense back on.
So it's been 5 turnovers by the Dragons today and a whole bunch of 15-yard penalties that have made this one a laugher, 38-0. A stunner here in Brick.
The season is over for Toms River North. The Mariners lose at Cherokee 37-14 in the South Jersey Group 5 semifinals.
Jay Obenauer has checked in at the running back spot to replace Fattoruso in that role. He'll run off the right side. Obenauer turns upfield, breaks the plane of the 20, gets out close to the 25-yard line.
I'm going to give you a score that's more surprising than this one.
I'm going to say it's involving RBC.
44-14, Red Bank Catholic leads St. Joe's of Montville.
Wow. It's like the Caseys will finally have a chance to play for their championship.
Wow. Everybody picked, right? Everybody picked St. Joe's in that one.
Del Barton and St. John Vianney would be the other side of that bracket. Lancer's the lone undefeated team around here. The Shore Conference. Sclafani will keep it. Inside carry to the 25-yard line. No real gain. How much fun would that be to see RBC and St. John Vianney?
Oh, my goodness. That'd be tremendous.
Would settle a lot of chatter around, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy. Final score in Allentown. The Redbirds hang on to beat Central 25-18. An outstanding season for the Golden Eagles. I mean, really, the surprise of this season.
Everybody done now in the South Jersey brackets with Central and Toms River North eliminated. Third down here in 5, 6, 4. Johnson in motion. Sclafani gets it. Wants to throw. It's batted down. There's a flag that comes out.
Man, that was thrown by the backside judge about 30, 40 yards from the football. Maybe too many men on the field?
And he's in right now talking to the Jackson huddle. I think that's what he's doing, Ed. He's counting players.
Yeah.
And they will wave it off.
They only had 11. Keeps the clock moving, though. Well, let's not take anything away from, I mean, they laid an egg tonight, but this Dragon football team over the course of the last 2 years have put the Brick program back on the map.
I agree, but I will tell you this, not as much for the score, but the way they've played.
I agree.
I think it's a very disappointing night for the Brick faithful.
Yes. This half, guys, no completions. There's just been a whole bunch of statistics in this game that are hard to believe.
Now, Brick just wanted to punt the football, except they didn't have their punter in the game.
There you go.
Last man to come on with the clock continuing to roll. This fourth quarter flying by. Joe Phillips will let this one go. It'll bounce around midfield and be downed at the Brick 49-yard line.
So we've got to come up with a player of the game, guys. Give it any thought, because these last 5 minutes are going to fly by.
Apologize for the technical issue there. We're about 2 minutes, knocked off for about a minute's worth of game action. Jackson has much of their second teamers in right now. Freshman quarterback A.J. Tomlachewicz has given off to Connor Testa a couple times. That's pretty much all you've missed. It is after a couple-yard gain now, third down and about 8. It's a resounding win for Jackson.
I mean, being honest, if I would have told you before the game we'd have the mercy rule for much of the second half, you would have told me?
I would have told you you're crazy, although yeah. When we talked about the game last night, I felt like Jackson just had the edge to him. I said Jackson by 10, maybe 14.
You did.
Never would have thought this. Not to this extent. Offset eye formation with just about 60 seconds remaining. Tomlachewicz will give it to Testa again. Running this time off the right side. She's trying to protect the football. Gets down to the 35-yard line. And we are now down inside of 1 minute to go.
Well, Jackson will have a chance for a fourth sectional championship. They won back-to-backs in 1999 and 2000. That great run under Reggie Lawrence. And then they won their third in 2005, and now they'll have a chance at number 4. They're also one win away from finishing number 1 on the Shore for the first time since 2000.
Not a question about that, and some dominant performance here over the course of the last 3 weeks. RBC, Middletown North, and now Brick. Final play here from scrimmage, barring a penalty. Offset eye look to the left side. Testa will get it again. Trying to bounce it off to the left. Testa down inside the 20, 15, 10, 5. One more score for Jackson.
Wow.
A 36-yard touchdown run for Connor Testa. Put 6 more up on the board. 44-0. They won't kick the extra point. And that is, I would say, somewhat fitting for the way to have this game come to a close. Connor Testa coming in as the junior backup running back. And on the game's final play, he's able to score. The game has come to a close. Jackson will improve to 10-1. They will live for a state sectional final. Brick will come to a bit of a thud to end their year. 9-2, the Green Dragons will wrap it up. They are handled here tonight at home, 44-0. Take a quick timeout. We'll come back for the post-game show, try and throw some scores out your way. Player interview as well with Joe DeMayo, our player of the game. Make it a 60-second break. We're back to put a cap on this one. You're listening live to our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we're back here to wrap up a resounding semifinal win for Jackson as the third-seeded Jaguars knock off the second-seeded Green Dragons of Brick. Final score, 44-0 on the game's final play. A 36-yard touchdown run for junior Connor Testa. A lot of handshaking going on right now. And as we get a second, we'll try and grab Joe DeMayo, our player of the game, as soon as we can. Ed just letting the players shake hands. And
here we go. Matt, we're going to get him right now real quick. Joe, congratulations. Our Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Second time this year. You got a mantle for that?
Yeah, I got to get a mantle for these now.
Hey, tremendous football game. This, no mistakes tonight. Just up and down, offense, defense. You shut them out, 44-0. You know, tell us about the game plan coming in.
I mean, we thought we were more than capable of shutting this team out and scoring a ton of points. We came out with that taste in our mouth from the last game. And first of all, it's tough to beat a team twice in one season, and there's not many chances you get to play to the same team twice in a season. So we prepared well during the weekend and got it done tonight.
Well, it looks like Middletown South, they're up 28-3 in the finals at Rutgers, 4 o'clock on that Saturday, December 6th. Looking forward to a state championship, huh?
And it's going to be great going to Rutgers, playing them, and Middletown South is a good team, so we're going to have to come out and come ready to prepare.
Well, congratulations on this one. Go celebrate with your team.
Thank you.
Joe DeMayo, tremendous football game, both sides of the football.
All right, Ed, appreciate it. Great job down on the field on chilly, cold night. So our final score here, 44-0 with Brick eliminated. Yes, Ed?
Do you want me to get Walt? I told him he said a couple words.
Yeah, I mean, he's done with his team.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw you down there. 44-0, the final score here. We're rolling through trying to get some of the scores for you from games that have become final here tonight. Kevin, you're working feverishly.
South Jersey Group 5, it was Cherokee beating Tom's River North.
Let's finish the scoreboard in a second. Ed has Coach Kristofic standing by.
Walt, tremendous effort out of the Jaguars tonight. Looks like Middletown South in the final.
That's two great programs. You know, Middletown South, just like Brick and some of the other teams we've played this year, you know, they're just, historically they're a great team. They're always coached well. It's gonna be a battle.
Hey, talk about your quarterback. He goes so overlooked sometimes. I know not by you and your staff, but, you know, everybody talked about Sclafani and Eddie Hahn and Anthony Brown. But Joe DeMayo tonight, just on both sides of the football, he manages this team so well.
There's a lot of great quarterbacks in the Shore Conference, but I will get Joe DeMayo for anybody else out there.
Hey, your running game tonight, just again, you know, with the big offensive line. We give a lot of credit to Brody Graham. We think he anchors both sides of the line.
Absolutely. You know, he plays his heart out. You know, he's the anchor, like you said, on both sides of the ball for us. We're going to run behind him. I don't know what the percentages are, but, you know, we run behind him quite a bit on the off.
Well, you jump him to the side, you're running, that's for sure. Hey, we hope to see you up at Rutgers and cover that football game if everything works out on our part. And good luck and celebrate this one.
Thank you very much.
Walt Kristofic, tremendous effort. Now Mike Smith, the defensive coordinator. Hey, you shut out Bricktown, who was averaging what, Matt, Kevin? 40 a game,
39
right?
A game, yeah.
I mean, unbelievable effort out of their defense tonight.
All right, Ed, great job down on the sideline. Kevin, now we can get in the scores.
I think we just about got them all, Matt. In the South Jersey sectionals, it was Tom's River North falling to Cherokee 37-14. Allentown beat Central 25-18. Non-public group 3, not yet the final, I don't believe. Red Bank Catholic 44, four-time champion. St. Joseph Montvale 14. I mean, that is, to me, the shocker of the night. The Caseys within a win of that elusive title for them. Here, as we said, Jackson wins at 44-0. They will face Middletown South. who leads Neptune 27-3. That might be a final now. In Central Jersey Group 5, it was Manalapan, had opened up a pretty good lead, 28-6 over Hillsboro. That, I believe, is a final. In Central Jersey Group 3, Matawan has just gone ahead of Ocean Township, 20-17. I did not get an update on the Long Branch Carteret game. That's the one we don't have, and we're still looking for an update on Shore and Middlesex. Rumson all over Cinnaminson, 49-13. So it looks like they're on their way to the Central Jersey Group 2 championship.
A couple of quick ways for you to get those scores if you really want to know as they undo during the course of the night. You can follow Scott Stump or Bob Batters on the Twitter, or go to our website at shoresportsnetwork.com. We'll have all of the updated scores and brackets for you as tonight's action comes to a close, and tomorrow's with a couple of games on the schedule. Both St. John Vianney and Modern Day will represent the Shore Conference tomorrow, looking to move their way into state finals. As we say goodnight here, I want to thank the coaching staffs from both teams, our engineering crew, Zach Collins in the studios, Brad Bioscano as our on-site engineer. For Ed Starluka and Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon. We say goodbye from Brick Township High School. The Jaguars advance into the Central Jersey Group 4 final. They knock off the Green Dragons 44-0. You've been listening to our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
This has been the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Join us again next week for another Shore Conference football matchup. Stay up to date on all the latest football news and more at shoresportsnetwork.com.